Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. V'shalosh shurais, three rows. Now these three rows, each consisted, shel Talmidei Chachamim, of 23 Talmidei Chachamim, the Bat Tanur explains. When we say Talmidei Chachamim, we mean people that are roi to be Dayanim, but didn't get their smicha yet. Yoishru lefneim, they sit before the Sanhedrin Ketana. Now they sit in a straight row, not in the semicircle. Why do these Talmidim sit there? Well, we learned earlier, suppose we're going to have 12 members of the Bezin that say the person's chayiv, and 11 say he's potter. You can't give the person Misa on the basis of only one member majority. So you have to add Dayanim. And we learned earlier, you keep adding two at a time until we get to 71. So that's why these Talmidim were sitting there, ready to come in. Even though Al Pi Cheshbin, to add on from 23 to 71, do your math, you would only need 48 Talmidim. Why do I need three rows of 23? That's a total of 69. L'chaira, 21 more than I would need. But it was Dafka done this way, because you can't make a shura less than with 23 Talmidim, which is the smallest amount of a bezin, of a Sanhedrin. They don't want to make small rows. You have to have a minimum of 23. You don't want to make a row with more than 23, because that wouldn't be derech eretz, that the Talmidim should be a bigger row than the Dayanim. So the Eitzah was three rows of 23, even though they would never take more than 48, because it would only total 71. Okay, in any event. So we have the Sanhedrin Ketan over here. We know there's a possibility you may have to add Dayanim, so you have these three rows of 23 Talmidei Chachamim, sitting in front, and kol echad ve'echad, each one of the Talmidim, makir es mekaymai. Each Talmud remembered where he was supposed to sit. They had a makam kvua. They always sat in the same place. Why? Because it was organized the gadol lefi gadloi and the chacham lefi kitanai. The first shura was bigger in chachma than it's on the second one. The second one was greater than the third. And even in the shura itself, at the beginning of the shura was the greatest member, then the second one. Everyone knew exactly where they were holding. If it was necessary to give smicha to another member of Bezin, semcha min arashayna. Now the Bat Tanur explains, what does this mean? Let's say one member of the actual Sanhedrin passed away. We quickly have to give smicha to someone else. So he took the first from the first row. So the first Talmud from the first row comes into the actual Sanhedrin. Everyone moves up a notch. In other words, echad, one Talmud, min hashniyah, from the second row. The biggest Talmud that was in the second row, Baal Eil Rishayin, he comes to the first row, but he'll come to the end of the first row. The echad, min hashlishis, and the biggest Talmud of the third row, Baal Eil, he will now come, lashniyah, at the end of the second row. Ubayrin lehen oid echad min hakol, then they would pick one more Talmud, who until now wasn't in any of the rows. And he's going to have to be Mashlim the Minyan. He's going to be on the third row, Meshiva Noisei Bashlishis. And he takes over that missing place in row number three. But Lo Yoshev, we wouldn't position this new Talmud B'makom Mishal Rishon at the beginning of the third row. Elo Yoshev B'makom Eroyle. He goes to the end of the third row. It's interesting. The Gemara asks, the Talmud, let's say, that was at the beginning of the second row, says, hey, until now I was at the beginning of the second row, I was the head of my class, and now I'm at the end of the third row? So we tell him, you know what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hevi zanav la'arayis, better be a tail of a lion, v'alti roish l'shu'alim, rather than being the head to foxes. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that there were three rows of Talmidei Chachamim that sat ready to be given smicha, to be called into Beis Din. Each row had 23, and everyone was makaris mekayme. Everyone knew exactly where to sit. The greatest of the Talmidim was the first in the first row, and the least of the Talmidim, one who was still learning, he was the last in the third row. If they had to give smicha, they took the first person from the first row, and one person from the second row came to the first, and one person from the third came to the second. And then they would have to pick a member of the call and add him to the list of Talmidim. And he would go to the third row, but not to take over the place of the one who left, but he'll go to the end of the line. He'll be the last one on the third row because everything came over with a cheshbon as the Tamidim would continue to grow until they were worthy of becoming an actual member of the Sanhedrin.